Welcome to the Support and Kindness Podcast with Greg and Rich, where real stories meet with real compassion. I'm Greg Shaw, and each week Rich and I will explore the journeys, challenges and triumphs that connect us all. Whether you're here for hope, healing, or a gentle reminder that you're not alone, you found your place. Hello, my name's Greg, and I welcome you to the Support and Kindness Podcast with Greg and Rich. We created this podcast to share some real stories and practical ideas and heartfelt conversations that remind you that you're not alone and that what you do matters. So the first question, and this is a new podcast, and we'll give a little bit of background, Rich, if that's okay. My name's Greg. I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I have a history of mental health and brain injury, anxiety, and some other things. And I just wanted to make that, you know, help available for some other people. And Rich can share a little bit about him. Rich, do you want to just share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I've got a history of traumatic brain injuries, seizures, depression, and this helps. Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to do this podcast today.
Thanks, Rich. So we'll be coming at you once a week. These will be very short podcasts, but we would welcome your feedback. I'll put a website together for this, and I'll get that information to you. But being on the vein of brain injury, and not just brain injury, but ADHD and lots of other things, oftentimes your mind goes blank. When you've got a brain injury, that can be very scary and disconcerting, at least for me, because I think, oh, you know, is my condition deteriorating? So I thought we would discuss today, what do you do when your mind goes blank? Rich, you got any thoughts on that?
I do. I suffer from that quite a bit. Things that I do when my mind goes blank. The toughest thing to do, but the most helpful thing to do, is to just ask what's going on. To just ask those around you what's going on when you space out or you don't know what it is. To just ask people for a refresher.
You could ask yourself the same thing, right? What's going on? Where am I? What am I doing? Where was I?
Yeah, to just be brought up to speed, whether it's looking at your computer, hitting the back button on your browser, or hitting the, you know, 15-second back button on the YouTube video, or whatever it was, to try and refresh where your mind was when it went blank.
Yeah, so that's the any other tips or tricks that you particularly use or that you've heard of that you might want to try?
I try and pick it up through context clues, the things that are going on. So if the conversation is, I pick it up through the subject matter, the conversation around me, or the program that I'm watching, or the paper that I'm reading, I will pick it up through the context clues of the subject matter to better understand what's going on, to better understand what was going on when my mind went blank.
Some good tips, Rich. Yeah. You know, I didn't rehearse for this. And first, I have to apologize for the lisp that I'm talking with. And I know that I sound a little bit strange. But just to give you an idea, I got some dentures, some new false teeth, and I'm trying them. Actually, this is my first day trying them properly. And it feels like I've got a mouthful of marbles, and it probably sounds a little bit like that too. But I didn't practice my answers because I tend to not go with what I said, because I have this habit of thinking, well, that's not good enough, or maybe something else I, you know, should say will be better and stuff like that. And I play those tricks with myself. But what do you do when your mind goes blank? I like some of the stuff Rich was saying, going back and getting in context and seeing where you were. That might even be looking at your browsing history, right, to see what websites were you looking at. Oh, that's right. I was looking at aerials. Aerials. Oh, yeah, shortwave radio. That's right. I meant to download that program from my radio equipment and stuff like that. I like the idea, as well as what Rich said, of just taking stock. You know, where am I? What was I doing? Center myself. And I think, too, that what can be helpful is, you know, breathing. Just center yourself. Close your eyes. Picture. There's one of the best meditations I've heard that I like. It goes something like, you know, breathe in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds as you do, and breathe out. But just picture a place in your mind's eye that's, it's safe, it's calm, it's peaceful. It's a p place that only you can go to. No one can go there without your permission. And it can be a real place or it can be an imagined place. And while you're there, just pay attention to what's around you. Do you feel the breeze on your skin? Do you feel the sunlight, maybe a bit of a ray from the ocean? Is there any sounds, the distant sound of a carnival or the ocean, babbling brook, rustling leaves? Do you taste anything, the saltiness in the air because you're near the ocean? And do you see anything? Do you see mountains? Do you see the sky? And just engage those senses, because when your mind goes blank and you can't think, sometimes it can cause a lot of anxiety. And when you have anxiety, you kind of clam up, your muscles clam up, and it makes it worse. So you hold on tight, or at least I think you hold on tighter to that stuff. And if you can kind of just slow down for a second and just let things relax again, I think that can really help. But Rich, any other thoughts on this podcast or what you hope that people will get from listening to this? If there was one thing that you hope that people might get from listening to us talk, what might that be?
Confidence that other people's minds go blank also, that other people with and without brain injuries suffer complete brain freezes or brain, I've heard them called all sorts of things, appropriate and inappropriate, but brain lapses where you lose the thought that you had, where your mind goes blank and you have a train of thought crash, and it's more common than people think. I've got a teenage kid who blames it on their current hormones and life changes. I've got an aging parent, grandparent, parent who's blaming it on growing old and being in their 80s and what that does to them. I've got myself who's doing it and blames it on TBIs. And the reality is, it happens to all of us. It's a human condition for the mind to go blank. It's a human fact. It's a part of life to have a brain lapse, have a momentary slip or
Absolutely.
pause, and to judge oneself harshly for it, or to get down on yourself the way I see myself do because of my brain injury, or I see my mother do because of her age. We should be careful to judge ourselves. Yeah, we should be careful.
It's a very valid point because it is normal for your mind to go blank. And yeah, like I said earlier, I think maybe it's my condition deteriorating, but it is normal, right? Don't get down on yourself. It really does happen to everybody. Yeah, it's a very valid point. I mentioned earlier we're going to have a website, but we've already got one. I don't know what I was thinking of. For a moment, I forgot. We already had the website. We were going to use kindnessrx.org, which is another project that we're working on to bring kindness and be more mindful about being kind. And so it's kindnessrx.org, kindnessrx as in prescription.org. And you can find more information. I'll put a page on there about it. And of course, there will be show notes that you can look at. And I'll put some resources in the show notes each week as well. So yeah, that's all I've got. Rich, any closing thoughts?
No, not really. I guess the one other thing that I had in my note was that you can leave and excuse yourself when your mind goes blank.
Oh, I love that one. Say that again. Say that again. That's golden.
The other thing that you can do is you can leave and excuse yourself when your mind goes blank. It's a easy way to excuse yourself from the awkwardness or the tension or the humiliation that you may feel in the moment, is to just stand up and excuse yourself and walk away.
Maybe you say, I just got to go to the bathroom or something. Or I saw a movie and mind going blank. I can't remember what the movie line was, but it was some advice for if people, and I think they were breaking into people's houses or whatever. And they said, if someone doesn't recognize you just smile. And I don't know if they said you smile and ask them a question or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, people all kind of forgot that, whatever. So they'd ask you a question. So Yeah, but I like that. You can excuse yourself, so
I don't know what
anyway.
I was going to say, so I'm just going to see myself out.
Right. So on that note, I'll say thanks for joining us on the Support and Kindness podcast. If this episode resonated with, share it with someone that you think might need it. You can connect with us and find more resources at kindnessstarrx.org. Until next time, take care of yourself and let's keep building a kinder world together. Remember, you're not alone.